As we come back to work from an 8-day vacation, many are experiencing the post-vacation blues, also known as post-vacation or post-travel depression. This condition is marked by an overall decrease in well-being and work productivity following a satisfying vacation. However hard it might be, what are the ways to overcome the blues and make it right again? First of all, guys, you guys did say that you're feeling a little bit blue after this vacation for various reasons. But what's a typical symptom of the post-vacation blues?
Okay, so now let's dive in the typical symptoms of the post-vacation blues, which is I'm suffering now. Okay, this is a research finding according to Washington Post. So according to that quote, it's like post-vacation blues is like an anxiety disorder, and symptoms include excessive worry, restlessness, irritability, headaches, and poor attention or concentration. I really feel hard to concentrate on something right now. Yeah,
that's sort of more or less is my daily life, actually. Anxiety disorder. But I was working over the holiday, so I don't know why I've got that. I suppose it depends, doesn't it? Before we carry on, I suppose it depends on what you think a holiday should be, whether it should be something where you just switch off totally, or whether you think it's something that is time to sort out your life and to think about how you're living your life. But I interrupted you, so carry on.
Okay. I feel like vacation or holidays is like a time you can totally like get rid of your work schedules. Yeah.
Can you really? Because I always think that
your boss may text you.
That's the problem with social media these days, is you can never really get away, can you? But on top of that, how long should a holiday be in order to really put all your worries and all your concerns about work behind you? And I think it's almost impossible, because there will always be that thought, what do I need to do when I get back? What outstanding problems are there? Maybe this is my anxiety that's coming through.
Okay, here we got the longer trip. Uh-huh. And the longer a trip lasts, the more intense the post-vacation blues may be.
Oh, so
does it answer your question?
So there's no escape, basically.
Yeah. Okay. So post-vacation blues may result in tiredness, loss of appetite, difficulty sleeping, strong feelings of nostalgia, in some cases, depression.
Ooh.
That's really bad. And jet lag may intensify those like symptoms.
Yes, the jet lag I can kind of understand as you're just planning your holiday to the fullest it can be, and why not just arrive in the morning and then get changed and go to work? Yes, the work might take a bit of suffering.
What I was worrying about when I was talking about what should a holiday be, because as we were talking in the first half of the show, the thing is, there's we want to make so much more now of the time that we're given, that we're almost turning a vacation into work, where we're making it a job. We're thinking, okay, I'm taking the job of being on holiday for a week, and in that time I have to travel this far, and I have to do all these things, and I have to do fabulous things, and then I also have to do my social media to make sure everybody publicizes my holiday, and then you have another long flight and you come back again. So it's almost as though these days it's stopped becoming a holiday. It's become another job.
Well, that sounds very busy, and it just doesn't sound... It almost sounded as the exact opposite to what a holiday entails for me. So I think maybe you need to do a little bit of subtraction, so to speak, in this kind of situation. Maybe not plan it so to the exact moment, or, you know, use it to the exact moment. Or at least, you know, maybe put away your phone for a while and really focus on what is in front of you instead of being on contact with the people that are back at home. And isn't that the world that you try to escape from? Why would you want to remind yourself of it?
I feel like maybe the happier you were on a holiday, you feel more stressful or depressed when you get back to work.
Uh-oh. There's that contrast, right?
Yeah. And when I check out the solutions of how you can like overcome the post-vacation blue, the first came to the screen is don't take vacations at all.
Uh-oh.
Is that a good suggestion? No, of course
no,
not.
No, I don't think that's not a good suggestion. We all need to have a break. We all need to get away and It's a bit like a computer. When it's not quite working properly, then you turn it off and turn it on again. And I think that's what a holiday is. I'm going to keep on saying holiday and not a vacation.
Yes, because you're British.
Because I'm British, and I refuse to say vacation, but I've said it so many times.
Well, you're hanging out with people like myself that say repeatedly vacation.
But that to me is what a holiday is. It's a time to reboot your soul and to start thinking, well, okay, so things have not been, I can improve my life, and there may be things that I could do better when I go back to work, and how am I going to change things? What new programs, if we're going to use the same analogy, what new programs am I going to put on this computer for when I go back to work?
Yes, that's a very good thought. And also for some people, when you come back to work, because you're the rhythm that you have adopted has been completely messed up, and it takes a bit of time for you sort of to even to warm up and be back in the game kind of thing. Do you feel that more or less? Well, there are some people who are sleeping the whole day when on vacation. That sounds really nice, actually, for me. But, someone's thinking that we're just wasting time, right?
No, I can't help it. I think that if I'm on a vacation, yes, it's nice to just step back. I do a lot of thinking. If I go on a break, on a holiday, then I will do some thinking. And I have to keep my mind busy anyway, so that's why I like to go and have a look at history or attractions or something like that. But I think that the important thing is to do some thinking. Have I enjoyed the last 6 months? Do I need to change things? What am I doing wrong? Because we all get into bad habits when we're working, because there isn't a lot of time to think. So we keep on doing the same things and maybe doing the wrong things and maybe eating the wrong things and not taking enough exercise, or maybe not getting enough happiness and pleasure in our lives, or entertainment, or meeting friends. And the only time you can assess all this is when you are taken away from that work situation and you're on holiday, and you can start thinking, I think I want to see my friends more. I want to go and see more films, or go to the theatre, or to listen to music. And then that's when it's a bit like at New Year, when you make New Year resolutions. You decide, okay, this is all got to change.
Yeah, this is really motivational for me.
Motivational Monday.
Yeah.
Yes, that's a very smooth segue into our next segment. And before we go into the next part of the show, what do you think about the immediate actions maybe we should take as we come back from a holiday to reboot and just get ready for the workday?
I think you should try to switch back to your routine, like, mode. Because I feel I suffer, like, eating disorder during a vacation. Because I eat a lot. No matter when
Surprise.
Oh, is that what you mean? Okay.
Yeah, like, eating is a very important part of, like, traveling across China. So if you travel to a new place, of course, you would try local dishes, cuisines. And holiday is a time you think you do need to control or limit it, your appetite, so you can eat whatever you want. And also when you go back to your home, I think you have all encountered the same situation that your parents want you to eat more. They think that's a way to be healthy. So when you come back, the first thing is you're just trying to go back your daily routines, like have limited amount of food and keep on a diet and go back to the gym. Yeah, a lot of things too, like switch back.
Yeah, switching back. And I can totally understand when you're going to your hometown to visit parents, they almost want to fatten you up. Mm-hmm. And you don't get that delicious home cooking when you are when you're away from your parents' house, usually, as that is the case. And what are some of the psychological things that maybe you can get yourself comfortable with to?
I think what Huan-Shan was saying about the routine is important, because I think that there is stress when you're doing something different. So we get a holiday stress, I think, that we're not actually doing, what's my normal routine is different. So you begin to get anxious about that. So when you come off holiday, then, get it back into the usual eating patterns, eat the kind of things that you were eating before, get all the laundry done, all the dirty washing from the holiday, get all that done and out of the way. And back into work, and just I think a lot of anxiety goes away straight away.
Yeah.
Because you suddenly think, I'm on home ground. Everything is okay. Everything is perfect now.
Yes, and sometimes I think people, like myself, have been just looking forward to the holiday for too long, and making it so special, actually, you feel kind of empty, that vacuum in your heart as it's done and
it
gone.
It is, but then remember there's always social media. And so the great cleansing of getting all the photographs off your phone and putting them onto social media and then telling everybody that you've had a fabulous time. Yeah. Because it's not a holiday until you've made people jealous.
I just come up with an idea. How about just try to make a new travel plan for the next trip? It will make you a fool again.
Yes, well, something to look forward to. Maybe that's one thing.
Yeah.
And also, maybe just don't separate holidays or vacations from your routine, and treat it as that vacations aren't escapes, but they're part of your life and a part of the way you choose to live your life. Make it something that is a little bit normalized and incorporate it into your life in your head. I think maybe, you know, adopting that kind of mentality could help a little bit. Maybe just a little bit. And we don't blame you if you're feeling the blues, as we are kind of feeling that too. But Roundtable, we take that opportunity and responsibility to cheer you up on a Monday and keep you motivated as we migrate into our next segment.